My guest today, the Night Watchman, is Tom Morello, the same Tom Morello who has sold millions of albums playing guitar with Rage Against the Machine and Audioslave. The Night Watchman is the Woody Guthrie-inspired acoustic side of what Tom does. He recently released his debut album and has been touring small clubs, labor union rallies, and protest marches in between dates for the reunited Rage Against the Machine. I asked Tom about what it feels like to take the stage alone after being part of the power of Rage Against the Machine.
It's not that different from, you know, when I began writing and performing these Night Watchman songs. I would often do that when I was on tour with Audioslave. So one day it would be rocking a full arena, you know, playing, you know, distorted, you know, rock music, and the next day it would be in a country and western bar or in some, open mic coffee house, playing these Night Watchman songs. And the juxtaposition is just fine with me. You know, I've really enjoyed doing this, and it's felt very liberating to be able to just sort of travel with one acoustic guitar, you know, three chords and the proverbial truth.
Now, a lot of what you've said about the beginning of the Night Watchman was that political times kind of dictated that you do this. Did the political times dictate, have anything to do with the Rage Against the Machine getting back together?
Well, certainly. I mean, that was definitely part of the impetus. You know, at the time we weren't going to be doing any Audioslave touring, and I just gave me, you know, the opportunity to sort of reassess my priorities, and I just wanted to be involved in music that expresses my worldview, and that's very much, you know, Night Watchman music on the One Man Revolution record, and it's also, you know, the music of Rage Against the Machine too. And I think that, you know, the thing that's important to do as an artist, or I guess in any vocation, is to stand up where you live and where you work for what you believe in. And as a guitar player, as a band member, as a singer now, I thought that was these are crucial times in order to be doing that.
And when you say as a singer now, that is something that is absolutely new with what you're doing. And there was a time when that was brand new.
That's correct.
And what was that like, the first? Do you remember the first time you actually did Night Watchman song?
Yeah, I do. It was a little coffee house in the San Fernando Valley called the Hot Wired Cafe. And I've never been... I was as nervous for that show as I was for my first, you know, high school punk rock gig, and had the lyrics to my two songs or whatever I was going to play, you know, scrawled on my arm, like, you know, Eminem and 8 Mile, and was, you know, nervously sat down, and they're in the background, they, you know, like it's a working coffee house, and they're just grinding out these super loud mochaccinos in the background while I'm trying to emote with my, you know, my warbling baritone. But it was even at the very first couple shows where I realized that this was music that mattered very much to me, and I was determined to put in whatever it took to become comfortable doing it, to use my voice as an effective instrument. And then, you know, then the floodgates opened, and after playing, you know, literally hundreds and hundreds of shows at, you know, union rallies and different demonstrations, and being tear gassed countless times and hauled off to jail for civil disobedience, you know, with this guitar in my hand, it felt like this is something that I definitely should be doing now.
Well, if you remember, Woody Guthrie's guitar had this machine kills fascists on it, and yours has Whatever It Takes.
That's correct.
Written on this guitar. Tom Morello, the Night Watchman, is our guest. What do you want to start with?
I would be happy to play a song. This is called House Gone Up in Flames.
It's in the grain of the wood, it's in the needle's rust, it's in the eagle's claw, it's in the eyes you trust, it's in the jackal's dreams, it's in the sleet and the hail, it's in the unmarked box, came today in the mail. It's in the dead man's pocket, it's in the child's first sin, it's in the Constitution, written in very small print. It's in Colin Powell's lies, it's in the shaman's trance, it's in the cell awaiting, it's in the best laid plans. Now we could cut and run, take half the blame. Yeah, don't stop now, that's why we came. National anthem, it's in the scurrying roach, it's in the closed partition between first class and coach, it's in the relentless fever, It's in the lonely room. It's in the hands of fate. It's in the Pharaoh's tomb. It's in the rich man's dreams. It's in the poor man's hands. It's in the body bags along the Rio Grande. It's in the evening shade. It's on the zealot's tongue. It's in the widow's tears. And it's in the miner's lungs. Now we could cut and run, take half the blame. Hey, don't stop now, that's why we came. It's in the moon's dark spin. It's in the cloudless sky. It was in St. Peter's denial that he'd thrice deny. It's in the distant thunder. It's in the whispered prayer that they won't find us hidden here beneath the stairs. So consider yourself lucky and watch what you say. I got what I wanted. You might get the same. It's in bold print, nailed to the cathedral door. It's in the black coal pressure on the ocean floor. Now we could cut and run, take half the blame. Yeah, don't stop now, that's why we came. Oh Lord, this house gone up in flames.
Tonight, Watchman, Tom Morello is with us today, and that's The House Gone Up in Flames, one from One Man Revolution, his album of these songs that have taken a number of years to percolate and come to the surface. I'm really interested in some of the places you've played these. You mentioned union rallies, you mentioned demonstrations, and of course the role of music in political gatherings is incredibly useful,
yeah,
shall we put it that way.
Absolutely.
I mean, it gathers people, number one, but it inflames people. And what was have some of the things been that you've done?
Well, I mean, it began innocently enough. I was asked by Billy Bragg to participate in the Tell Us the Truth tour, which is a tour of music. It was Billy, myself, Steve Earle, Mike Mills from REM, Lester Chambers of the Chambers Brothers, Boots Riley of the hip-hop group The Coup, and Jill Sobule. And we toured the country around issues of media consolidation and the what at the time was the upcoming FTAA conference in Miami. And so at each stop, we would meet with union workers, we'd meet with activists, and we ended up in Miami in the midst of the police riots there, in the midst of the tear gas and whatnot. And that sort of began, that got the ball rolling. Then it was playing for, you know, the janitor strike in LA, the hotel workers strike. They called me up and asked me if I'd go to jail doing civil disobedience at the largest act of civil disobedience in the history of Los Angeles about 8 months ago. I'm currently on probation for that, so I will not be getting arrested anytime, at least in the next 4 or 5 months. But most recently, I played a show at the protests at the G8 in Rostock, Germany. And that was very interesting, you know, because I was the only American artist on 3 days on the bill, and I thought it was important that someone represent the millions and millions of Americans who disagree with not only the Bush administration's policies at home and abroad, but also who disagree with the idea that the eight wealthy leaders of the eight wealthiest countries should be able to get together behind a three-story tall barbed wire fence and decide our fate without any input. So, and don't think there wasn't plenty of, you know, tear gas and water cannons at that one. We actually had to sneak in because there were the city of Rostock was shut down, so we had to sneak in on this little motorboat through a police blockade on the Baltic Sea. It was very dramatic and Pirates of the Caribbean like. But you know, throughout all of these events, it's for me, it's very much been a matter of doing music for the right reasons. And a lot of times it's just being there, you know, and it's being willing to show up in, you know, to play for 25 people in some, you know, college dorm for an important cause or, you know, and just not. It gets very comfortable, you know, when you've had hits on the radio and you've got arenas beckoning to play and this sort of, it's not even a grind, but it's sort of like there's a way that you do, like an A to B to C, that you can do things and you can do them for a long time and it makes money and it sells records and whatever. But to step completely outside of that and to do something, you know, clearly with my sort of activism at the forefront of it is something that feels right.
here's an interesting question. How do you keep yourself from feeling like a member of the ruling class? Because clearly you've been well paid for what you do.
Yeah. I mean, that's funny. I've never... Yeah, you should see just the way they look at me at my hotel keeps me from feeling like a member of the ruling class. I mean, I'm always subscribed to, you know, Eugene Debs' philosophy that as long as there's a lower class, I'm in it. As long as there's a criminal element, I'm of it. And I've never, you know, I come from a farming and mining town in central Illinois, and that's half of my family. The other half of my family, kicked the British out of Kenya, and so that's all I'm ever going to be. And I'm also kept very, very humble by my close friends who care less about what I do for them.
Well, go a little deeper into what your parents did, because obviously that's where this began.
Sure, that's certainly where it began. I grew up with my mom in a town called Libertyville, Illinois, and I literally integrated the town of Libertyville. I was the first black person to live there, and they had to like kind of go door to door in this tiny apartment building where we were looking for apartments to ask if it was okay. And I think how I kind of got under the radar was that I was African rather than American Negro, you know, which was going to be much more threatening to the at 1 year old, you know. But my mom was involved in the civil rights movement and the Urban League, and then later she ran an anti-censorship organization called Parents for Rock and Rap, which was kind of the antithesis of Tipper Gore's Parents Music Resource Center. My father was part of the Kenya's struggle for independence against Great Britain, and my great uncle is actually Jomo Kenyatta, who was Kenya's first president, and led the struggle for independence there. And, you know, so those were the politics of my home. And they were in stark contrast to the politics of the community that I grew up in, which is, you know, rigidly conservative. And so around the time I was in high school, I started playing guitar and I started realizing that my worldview was different than a lot of my teachers.
And that has probably been your role continuing. Somewhat of the outsider as you go along. Tom Morello is here. The Night Watchman is his persona for these more acoustic songs. And, for these songs, first time he's written and sung them. And what do you want to do next?
Sure. I'd like to play the title track from the album. This is called One Man Revolution.
In New York, the cabs don't stop. On the street where I live, they called the cops. Found a noose in my garage, now how about that? So tonight I'm in the bushes with a baseball bat. Cause I'm a one man, I'm a one man, I'm a one man revolution. I'm a one man, I'm a one man, I'm a one man revolution. Time is nigh, the day is dark, there's only one solution. Cause I'm a one man, I'm a one man, I'm a one man revolution. Help! On the streets of Havana, I got hugged and kissed. At the Playboy Mansion, I wasn't on the list. On the streets of Cape Town, it's ready to blow. I'm a one man, I'm a one man, I'm a one man revolution. I'm a one man, I'm a one man, I'm a one man revolution. The time is nigh, the day is dark, there's only one solution. Cause I'm a one man, I'm a one man, I'm a one man revolution. Hey! Sacrifice and neon lights, slave ships don't wait. Love many, trust few, and don't be late. Nightmares, the streets are aflame, and in my dreams, it's much the same. And on the streets of LA, they know my name. And if you come this far, brothers and sisters, maybe we're one in the same. I'm a one man, I'm a one man, I'm a one man revolution. I'm a one man, I'm a one man, I'm a one man revolution. The time is nigh, the day is dark, there's only one solution. 'Cause I'm a one man, I'm a one man, I'm a one man, I'm a one man, one man, one man revolution. Ho! 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 Ho!
Title track of One Man Revolution, the Night Watchman's new album and debut album. Tom Morello is our guest today on the cafe. And I was going to say, no, that's not Nick Cave. It's not Leonard Cohen. It's Tom Morello.
It's nice to have some sort of company in the baritone register. You know, it's those of us who will never be asked to sing opera, perhaps can't hit the high notes, but try to get by with a nice rumble.
you mentioned the Kenyan connection in your family. Have you or Rage ever toured Africa?
No, we've never. Rage never toured Africa. I actually have played a Night Watchman show in Kenya when I was there visiting family. Just went to this. Was out with my brothers who are my half brothers who are Kenyan, and we were up in this club, and you know, plied with a little bit of a Kenyan ale. They eventually got me to go on stage and play three or four Night Watchman songs. It was pretty amazing to play these songs in front of an all African audience, but people seemed to enjoy it.
That's cool. That's totally cool. Well, I guess I got to ask you about what's happening with you with the other bands. Is Audioslave a thing of the past?
As far as I know, yeah. Chris Cornell quit the band a while ago, and is, you know, embarked, and he's doing his own thing. And you know, the thing about this, it's you know, I've long ago given up trying to find rhyme or reason in how rock bands behave, but the thing is, like, you know, what that did was, while it kind of threw away a multi-platinum band, it opened the door for the Rage Against the Machine reunion, and maybe more importantly for me, opened the door for me to really pursue this Night Watchman music full time, which I've really been enjoying doing, and it's been very, very fulfilling, and so I think it all worked out in the end.
Night Watchman, Tom Morello is our guest, and what do you want to do next?
I'd like to play a song called "Let Freedom Ring."
A man homeless and hungry. There's a wind that's hard and biting. There's a song you need a singing. And there's a fuse you need lighting. It's no secret the day is coming. It's a day I hope to see. But if they ask, if they ask you, brother, who told you that? You didn't hear it from me. Let freedom ring. Let freedom ring. Let freedom ring. Freedom ring. There's a book with seven seals, and there's a beast with seven heads, and seven angels on seven horses, and seven vials. Seven plagues. So if you hear, if you hear a knocking on that door, just let it be. But if they ask, if they ask you, brother, who told you that? You didn't hear it from me. Let freedom ring, let freedom ring, let Let freedom ring. Let freedom ring. Where the righteous stood, and where the righteous fell, there's a voice that's soft and whispering, coming from the bottom of the well. And I tried hard to remember, what that voice said over and over, I repeated those words inside my head. Let freedom ring.
Had that moment of silence after everybody recovers. Let freedom ring, and that is another one from Tom Morello's Night Watchman album, One Man Revolution, here on the World Cafe. Now, this is kind of a leading question because I know there's something new. Have you been writing since this?
Yeah, definitely been writing since this, and especially there's a song called Alone Without You, which is going to be in the which is in the new Michael Moore movie called Sicko, over the closing credits. And Michael's been a friend for a long time, and he directed two Rage Against the Machine videos. And he was actually one of the first people that I ever gave the Night Watchman record to, just to get his take, you know, as I sort of nervously waited for his response. But he was a big fan of it, and showed me Sicko at an early stage, and I wrote a song for it. I think it came out pretty good.
Sick of waiting and praying and hoping, sick of the cold whispered dreams and not knowing, sick of the strength that it takes to keep going, sick as I'm losing this fight and it's showing.
That's Alone Without You, and that is one, if you've already seen Sicko or planning on, you will see over the credits. And that's a song written by our guest today, Tom Morello, as the Night Watchman. And how'd you first meet him? Doing the videos?
Yeah, or? Michael, I was a big fan of his television shows, of TV Nation and The Awful Truth. And we were looking to we always did Rage Against the Machine videos in an unorthodox way, so we thought we would get Michael. And it was the first video he did for us was for a song called Sleep Now in the Fire. And it was very funny. We were talking in the trailer beforehand, and I'm like, Mike, you've done all... you're always getting in trouble and you're up in people's faces and barging in. Like, how many times have you been arrested? And he's like, you won't believe it. I've never been arrested. I'm like, oh, wow, that's pretty amazing. Cut to 2 hours later where he's dragged away in irons. And I said, well, you never worked with Rage Against the Machine before. So that video is pretty cool, though. It shows that we were playing on the steps of the... we were playing right outside the New York Stock Exchange as sort of a surprise concert. So there's no fans there. There's just sort of, lunchtime... stockbrokers and traders, walking around, kind of scratching their heads, and we had we had permission to play on like the federal steps, but we didn't have permission to play on the sidewalk or the streets. So when Michael told us to go play on the sidewalk, the police intervened, and they didn't understand the thing about playback. So we're not really playing our instruments; it's like there's a big stereo pounding the music and we're pretending we're playing our instruments. Yes, there is a man behind the curtain. But the thing was, like, when the sergeant unplugged our guitars, it was like this magic trick. Like, no matter, he could not stop Rage Against the Machine and was so furious that he arrested Michael.
Oh, that is so funny.
Yeah.
That is great. Well, thank you so much for this and continued success with this and getting these songs out there.
Well, I appreciate you having me on the show.
The Night Watchman, Tom Morello, our guest here on the World Cafe.